Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Cyril, Jim, had been away at war, been sent off to war.
Yes.
And after 4 years, on his return home to his lovely wife, Thelma, he noticed three eggs and a bunch of cash in the bedside drawer, Jim.
Right.
What's this? Said Cyril. Thelma said, well, I got to be honest with you, doll. Every time I had a affair, when you were away, I put an egg in the drawer.
Oh.
Cyril thought, oh, well, 4 years, three eggs, not too bad, you know, that's okay.
That. Yep.
What about, what's this cash here? Thelma said, every time I got a dozen, I sold them.
Oh! Thelma's been busy.
She's been active, Jim. Oh, come on, Thelma.
He's off fighting the war.
Old Cyril's over there doing his best.
Thelma.
Thelma's back.
Bringing eggs in.
Righto, Jim, here we go. We ready? My headphones might stay on. Jim, a man was admitted to hospital. Today, I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today with 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay.
But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're hot toy horses. Apparently, he was horsing around.
Stop talking. So when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing. Now, Chief, can you stick around? Are we going to do the joke immediately or after the break?
No, not immediately.
Immediately. All right. Can you? Because, you know, Bill, for many years, you used to come in on the rush hour.
I got out of this years ago. How have I been sucked back into this vacuum?
Bill comes back from the heart specialist, Jim, and sees his mate there, Chief. Chief, he says, how'd you go? Bill said, I had a blood test, but it was really weird. The nurse said I can't wee standing up for the next 2 or 3 hours. Chief, he said, what's that all about? Well, she told me I'm not allowed to lift anything heavy for the next 2 hours. Chief.
Are we done?
Oh, no. Chief.
That's your welcome back.
Not allowed to lift anything.
There might have been the semblance of a punchline in there, but the way he butchered it, you had no chance of actually enjoying it.
No. Bill.
No, that's not bad.
No, it's real bad.
I like it. Well done,
Bill. And the way that you sort of ad-libbed and put yourself and Jim and I in it made it even better.
Do you think?
Fact.
Yes.
See, they're not hard jokes to tell.
They are. They are. That was badly written.
Oh!
Jimmy boy, I was at breakfast and the wife asked her husband, Jim, what would you do if I won lotto?
Yes.
The husband said, I'd take half and leave you. She goes, good. Here's $6. She only won 12.
Thank you, Bill.
Only won 12.
I understand the joke, Bill. But still wanted him to leave. I get it, Bill.
Well, he was happy to leave, but he just assumed he might get a mill or 2 mils. $6.
They're not hard jokes to read.
They're not hard. Well, write them properly, Jim.
Now, Fat, the jokes are...
fruity.
Well, on a Friday, they've got a bit of fruit attached. But you need to still be careful.
Yes.
With, you know, the times we live in.
All right. Well, this mightn't be as fruity then, Jim, but it's clever.
Yes.
And I am a clever joke teller.
No, you're not.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Intro.
Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
A man walks into a bar and hangs his hat and coat on a peg, Jim.
Yes.
There's a dog sitting in the corner, which leaps up and grabs the hat and rips it to pieces.
Oh.
The man turns to the owner of the dog and he says, your dog's just ruined my hat. The dog owner said, so what? I couldn't care less. The man said, I don't like your attitude. The dog owner said, it's not my attitude, it's your hattitude. The man said, I don't like your attitude.
Yes. Fat, you got it out. You don't need to repeat it when you get it out. Actually, nice.
Nice joke.
I cannot believe he told that joke.
Clever.
Well, I thought halfway through you'd derail on that one.
That's exactly. Oh, mate, I told you I'm a clever joke teller.
Not my attitude.
I don't like your attitude. It's your attitude. Attitude. Do you get that, Rat?
Yes, you're still thinking.
Play on words.
Wait, I'm looking at a statue, bro.
You sure?
Oh, yes. Here's the doggy. See? That means they win tonight. There's a little pointer for the dogs
not
to
bad,
win tonight.
Joke, Pat. Not bad.
It's your Hattie, too.
For the fair time.
For even more Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.